You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Gareth Topham, Chris Pimlott and Rory Delaghi in the studio. Good day to look forward to as well with racing at Newmarket, Nottingham and Newcastle on Thursday afternoon. It's Newbury and Hamilton in the evening on the domestic front. And we've also got racing over in Ireland on Thursday night as well from Leopardstown. A good day to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Mark. Looking forward to 3 days on Tyneside for the Northumberland Plate Meeting. The big 3 days at Newcastle Racecourse throughout the year.
Yes, we've got a Thursday afternoon meeting, a Friday night meeting, and then the big day on Saturday at Newcastle, similar at Newmarket as well this week. You going to Newcastle? You getting yourself there?
I am, of course, yeah. Saturday, the big day, early start. It'll be a bit of a busman's rather than a working day, Mark.
Yeah,
it's a little bit busy to take it too seriously, but of course I'll be having an in-depth look at the card on Friday night. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. And I just love the new surface and the entries that we can see for these 3 days. Looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, obviously the concern was the Northumberland Plate when they were going to change over to an artificial surface. The surface seems to have got a pretty good reception so far. And like you say, the entries suggest that people are perfectly happy to go there.
Yeah, and we've got the first run of the consolation race as well this year. Yes. For the Northumberland Plate. So I think the entries are standing at the moment at 111. This was obviously before we recorded the podcast, but it's set for a really busy, and hopefully the weather is kind, because it's played its part in the past. We've had the first 2 days abandoned and what have you, but hopefully with the switch to Peter now, everything should be absolutely fine.
So the big race itself then, Craig, the Northumberland Plate, 8-1 co-favourites of 3 at the moment. Danny Day, Nikita and Steve Rogers vying for favouritism at the top of the market. Kaeli is 10-1, 12-1 for Gang Warfare, and Moscato also 12 for My Reward, and Polarisation and Seymour, 14's Antiquarium, and 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. What's your thoughts so far then? Obviously we've got to wait for few of these to come out yet.
And as ever, although we've now got a Tapita surface compared to turf, I think the draw will play a part because of the way where they start and where the first bend comes up. So you don't want to be drawn too high. I think that will still be as it has been in previous years. So it will play a big part here, Mark, when we get the final decks. But at the moment, there's two horses that that catch my eye in the list. Horse number 14, Nikita, trained by Ian Jardine. The Chester Cup has been a good trial for this race in the past, and this horse finished second in that event, staying on well in the closing stages and proving his stamina. I don't think the stiff track will be a problem. The one thing I did look at with him, he's by 60s Icon, whose progeny don't have a fantastic record on a Tapita surface. I think the stats is along the lines of 2 winners from 42 runners. So I would like to have seen a little bit more, a positive start there. But the way the surface is, Mark, very few horses will not take to it. I think it's so fair
that
it's going to be hard to make excuses for horses. So Nikita definitely has to come into it with the good second in the Chester Cup. And the other one is Sir Mark Prescott's run on Moscato. I'd have been a little bit more keen on his chances if he hadn't have run at Ascot last week. Obviously, the ground turned a little bit soft for him. His only other start this year was a second at Haydock, where they didn't go much of a gallop. He was always sitting close to the pace in that race, but they quickened up the home straight, and he isn't that type of horse. A big galloping track with an emphasis on stamina, where they go a good search and pace. He'll be the type that'll keep grinding away and hopefully, be putting all his best work in at the finish of the race. And I think this race is tailor-made for him. He's won at Newcastle on the turf track, and I think he's a big player. He would be my main selection in the race at this stage.
12-1 for Moscato. Nikita, the other one that Craig mentioned there, is 8-1. And obviously the Newcastle track has always been known for a pretty stiff finish. You need to stay a little bit extra. We're going to see that again on the Tappeter surface. We haven't lost any of that, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. But it's also been a race where it's been quite hard to make up substantial ground. You know, sometimes it's quite a messy race because they go for a 2 mile flat race. They go a good gallop throughout, Mark, and pace to be out of trouble racing prominently. I think Moscato will definitely be close to the pace. I do think that is an advantage. I don't think there'll be a huge bias, but I think it is a slight advantage to be in the front half rather than the back half trying to make up ground from the rear.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave that there. We'll move on to all of this in more detail as we get closer to Saturday, of course. We've got a pretty good Thursday in store as well, and Craig's got four races picked out for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
All right then, on to Thursday. We start our look ahead with the 4 o'clock at Newcastle, which is a Class 2 handicap. It's the Seton de Laval handicap. It's over a mile. We've got a field of 10 here. Craig, where would you like to start in there?
I'll start with the one I like here, Mark, and that's Richard Fye's 4-year-old Homecomings, a filly by Rip Van Winkle. Horse that's had 3 starts this year. Was well beaten in the Thurscon Cup on soft ground. I don't think, you know, that was ideal. Was drawn high that day and clearly better than that. Then ran a respectable race behind a real informed horse at Haydock. You know, showing lots of promise on that occasion. And then Musselburgh last time, despite being drawn really well, you know, she was held up in the early stages by Adam McNamara. And the way the race was run, it was never going to suit Holder performers. But she certainly caught the eye with her late work in that event. Running on for a good fourth. And, you know, that suggested like a stiff track like Newcastle, where there's more of an emphasis on stamina, would definitely play to her strengths. I don't think she's badly handicapped at the moment. I think 87 is a very fair mark. And I think she's the type of horse that is ready to run into a bit of form, the way she shaped at Musselburgh last time.
Okay, that's Craig's selection in the 4 o'clock then. Moving on to the 4:10 at Newmarket next. This is a Class 2 handicap over 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, a field of 9 to go to post here. And we can start with Oso Sassy, if we may, Craig. Was a winner last time in pretty decent fashion at Doncaster. But this will be a bit of a different test, given that was firm ground. And this is going to be quite a soft surface, I imagine.
Yeah, she's a mare in form, Mark. She put a poor run at Newmarket behind her and won in the style of a well-handicapped horse at Doncaster last time. It's gone up £8 as well for that. That certainly won't make her task any easier, and it's a big rise in class as well. So I think she could be vulnerable off the back of that Doncaster success from last time, but clearly a mare that's in real good form at the moment.
You take her on then, Craig?
I do take her on, Mark, and anybody that's seen Green Door run at Musselburgh last time, you know, has to give this horse a chance here of getting his head in front for Robert Cowell. Previously trained by Ollie Stevens, only had a few starts for his new handler. And last time at Musselburgh, he just had a nightmare in that sprint from start to finish. The door was closed in his face every time Jack Garrity went for a run. You know, how he got up to finish seventh was a remarkable effort, to be honest. And I think he's got to be worth another chance. I mean, how the handicapper can actually drop him £2 for that run is unbelievable, because he would have gone very close to winning with a clear passage in the race. And he's got to be worth another chance here. Obviously, Robert Cowell's team is in exceptional form. He had 2 winners at Royal Ascot. And this just looks the type of horse that he'll do extremely well with. And he's got to be worth another chance after his nightmare passage at Musselburgh.
Right, giving Green Door another chance then in the 4:10 at Newmarket. On to Newbury next for their 7:15. This is a Class 4 handicap over a mile and a quarter. It's for 3-year-olds and older, a field of 13 in this one. And there are some interesting 3-year-olds down at the bottom of the weights here. Huge Future and Prosecute in particular caught my eye, Craig. What do you make of the race?
Yeah, obviously, I think they're the best starting point in this race, Mark. Huge Future, you know, showed a lovely turn of foot to win at Newcastle. Beat a horse of Roger Varian's called Gibbs Hill. He runs on Wednesday, or was due to run on Wednesday. I don't think the bare form is all that exciting, to be honest. But obviously, the horse is capable of better than what he showed, despite winning well. But, you know, I have to think that an opening mark of 85 is a little bit on the high side for what he actually achieved at Newcastle. I was thinking, you know, closer to 80 than 85. And I just think he's been given a tough opening mark, and I would have to take him on with prosecute here of David Simcox. Love the way this horse picked up at Yarmouth last time. He's obviously got softer ground to deal with here, but he picked up on the style of a good horse, a well-handicapped horse, and off a £5 higher mark, he should take all the beating.
Okay, so prosecutes take all of the beating in the 7:15 at Newbury. We finish off in the 8:40 at Hamilton Park. This is a Class 4 handicap over 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. A field of 8 will go to post for this one. And we've got some informed runners here, really, Craig. Coptoon, Apricot Sky and Imperial Legend all arrive here in pretty good nick. Any of those on the shortlist?
I think you've got to consider Apricot Sky, probably Imperial Legend as well, simply because of the way, you know, the horses from the David Nicholls yard are running at the moment. He's had a real good start to the season. These horses seem to be in the best form that they've been in for a good few years now.
Yeah.
And the fact that Imperial Legend, who got his head in front last time for the first time since 2013, you know, tells you that the yard is currently in good shape. So I think we definitely have to consider both runners from the Nicholls yard here. But again, Mark, another unlucky horse on his latest start runs here, and that was Royal Brave. I mean, it was absolutely brutal, the run he got at Pontefract up against the far rail. He was such an unlucky loser. He eventually finished fourth on that occasion. He's on the same mark here. You know, he was unlucky at Catrick on his previous run. I just hope he isn't going to be one of these horses that has a habit of finding trouble each time he runs. He's, like I said, handicapped well enough to get his head back in front. And hopefully, you know, on a track like Hamilton, there shouldn't be too many hard luck stories here. And he can get some compensation for his unlucky recent efforts.
Yeah, wasn't beaten far, as you mentioned there, despite getting no luck in running. So, yeah, Royal Brave for Craig. In that final race we look at there, the 8:40 at Hamilton. As usual, Craig, let's have a little bit of a summary before you go. If you'll spin us through your selections for Thursday one more time.
Yeah, starting off at Newcastle in the 4 o'clock, Richard Fahey's home Cummings. Then switching to Newmarket. I'm quite keen on Green Door in the 4:10 after his unlucky run at Musselburgh. In the 7:15 at Newbury, we're going for the 3-year-old Prosecute. And finally, in the 8:40 at Hamilton, Royal Brave.
Superb, good work, Craig. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday, and enjoy your trip to Newcastle as well.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Looking forward to it.
There you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Gareth Topham, Chris Pimlott and Rory Delaghi will be the team in the studio. It's Newmarket, Nottingham and Newcastle on Thursday afternoon, Newbury, Hamilton and Leopardstown in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.